Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Isagro as of December 31st, 2018 results presentation. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Giorgio Basile, President and CEO of Isagro. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, good morning. I'm here, and I shall be helped by my colleagues as usual, and with particular reference to the Davide Ceppoli, General Manager, and Ruggero Gambini, our CFO. Okay. What happened in 2018? I think we have to look at the 2 years, 2017 and 2018, together, because the bottom line is breakeven, marginally positive, the, for both years. The financial position is the same, 45 for both years, and the financial position, the net financial position, is lower than in 2016, albeit lower means linked to the corresponding reduction in the net working capital. So we can say that all being equal, 2016, 2017, 2018 have kept the same level of debt. What's the message which I would like to underline? We have stopped absorbing cash to finance our investment programs, particularly related to the development of the new fungicide, which we expect to be placed in the market in a couple of years. What does this mean? It means that, okay, we have been able to cover this, but we have not generated a profit. Consequently, we have not generated dividend. Improvement compared with 2012-2016 period, but of course, just a significant improvement for us, but a good moment to drive important conclusions. Just to complete the, not to complete, just to better underline the turnover and the margin, contribution margin, the performance, the key is that when we, you know, this breakeven, the 0.2, 0.4 positive this year, is certainly the result of the contribution of revenues, which are derived from the mid- and long-term agreements, which we have been pursuing progressively, successfully since 2012, 2013. This is important because it is not a one-time shot. It's something which is certainly irregular in each year dimension, but on an average basis, is something closer to 6, between 5 and 6. In the last 2 years, the total number of these mid- and long-term proceeds amounts to 9, which means four and a half for each year is definitely in line with the average, which I repeat is between five and six. What does it mean? It means that if you do something for 6 or 7 years, it means that something which you have developed as a sort of business line. This is a history. Are we happy? No. Have we improved? Yes. But now it is a time we talk about what we want to do, what we have to do to grow, to have a more attractive future. A future where the current gap between the value of our intangible assets and the capacity or capability of extracting adequate value is not met. So consequently, we underexploit our assets, and this is something which is a fact, which we fully recognize. Now, with this clear situation, which, by the way, is expressed by the value, the price of our stock in the market, which obviously reflects the economic performance and not the asset value, understandably, but still expressing a problem, we have decided, the board of Isagro has decided, and I'm here to tell you this, that after the completion, but we are very, very close to the completion of the investment in the fungicide, fluindapyr, Isagro will not again initiate the development of new organic chemicals. The development, whilst we shall continue with the generation and with the discovering activity, which so far has yielded successful results, definitely extremely successful in the proportion resources result or result resources. So we'll continue that. We shall also allocate limited resources to bring our discoveries to the point of being perceived, to be presentable to third parties in order to negotiate agreements whereby a third party gets full rights to develop and consequently manufacture, use, commercialize, distribute, combine with other products, whatever you can do with an active ingredient. Things which we can't do any longer. We have to recognize that the market has changed in terms of regulatory, has changed in terms of industry. The small DuPont gets associated with the small Dow, and of course when I say small, because you know what I really mean, and of course we can go ahead with Bayer, Bayes, and Monsanto. In other words, the industry has modified its composition. The regulatory activities has significantly, dramatically increased. The result is that what we have tried to do until 7 years ago by ourselves, from 6 years ago together with a partner, I'm referring to the fungicide, which is going to be brought to the market together with FMEC. But this, it is to 50% is half than 100%, but maybe still too big. It is too much for us. In any case, even if this study will be successful, the level of risk and the level of our concentration of resources is not affordable any longer, period. I make this officially announcing because this has important implications. We offer to the market to approach us, and we shall approach to negotiate these things, starting from what we have not developed yet. On top of this, we shall actively move to invest, including on a selective basis, acquisitions where in the area of the biosolutions area where we are present with Sanofi. We have about a bit more than 10% of our turnover concentrated there, but we want to grow because there not only our size is absolutely aligned and compatible with the market, but we also bring a culture of research capability which properly addressed increasing what we are doing, but focusing more, should bring evaluated, which in relative terms should allow us to play the game pretty well, better than others. This means, however, to utilize the resources which are made available by not investing in the development. I'm not referring to discovery, I'm not referring to pre-development, talking about the development of organic chemicals, I'm not referring to inorganic chemicals, into the area of a biosolution. While negotiating the way of assigning the rights with certain parties, I have to say that this will mean, as we have done so far, initial payment, which is important not only to generate cash for our revised investments, but also to assure the commitment of the certain party, plus royalties, which will generate flow in the future, plus having sub-rights, if I may say so, or sub-licensing rights, to have local rights, limited rights, in a limited number of countries where we shall have commercial presence, to in this way, to have, through the bio which we shall have much more, through the what I said regarding the organic chemicals licensed and the sub-license to us on a local small basis, plus the off-patent products which we handle in India, plus copper, we shall have four sources which will have to flow products into our progressively increasing commercial presence in the world, and in this way to play the game of integrated defense, which is what we can do. In synthesis, give up the game we can't play any longer, concentrate on the resources where we can play the game. This will play, certainly investing in some selected opportunities of acquisition. These are the two. This is not a revolution in the sense that we shall intensify and complete the licensing approach which we have been following on a partial basis. But that will be our basic activity for the organic chemical. And we also have thought and planned and to grow in the bio, but this will be intensified. So it is not going towards a different direction. It is to complete something which has been going on for the last year, for the last few years. In this way, we believe we can have a sustainable, profitable situation. This is really what I wanted to tell you today. If you ask me about 19, apart from the extraordinary things I'm saying, can only be a prosecution of this year. Okay, we are confident that our Indian affiliate will improve its results. Managerial action have been taken in terms of reinforcement of, as a, from a qualitative point of view in the area of the sales. We expect some other positive impact, but the key message is 19, without doing anything, is basically something marginally better than 17-18, cannot make, but the real point is what I said before, and that's all. I would like to leave you with this key message.
Excuse me, Mr. Basile, are you ready for questions?
Well, of course. We shall be pleased to answer questions.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. We are about to close the question and answer session. Please press star and one for questions. Mr. Basile, there are no questions registered at this time. Back to you for any closing remarks.
Closing remarks are that I hope that the message has been clear. So probably the only remark I would like to add is that I have to stress what we do every quarter, namely that whilst we understand that the value of the stock does not reflect absolutely the value of the assets, but understanding is the expression of the bottom line results, while we understand it, we have difficulties. More often, we simply do not understand the gap between the voting and the non-vote, the gross shares, for the simple reason which we explain every time, that in case the controlling party goes beyond 50% in the stake of the voting shares owned or controlled, automatically the gross share will become ordinary. Since the floating is higher, since when there is a dividend, the dividend will be higher, since we have one, two, three people attending the General Assembly, so apparently the interest for having voting share is not participating to the Assembly to vote. All these reasons make it a bit difficult to understand the logic of the gap. Having said so, I say so because I think it is a professionally due, but I'm referring to the relative values, I'm not referring to the absolute value. Absolute value are in both cases half the, almost half the equity, and which equity is definitely below a market value of the assets. So I repeat, the conclusion is okay, but you are not able to extract the value from the assets. True, so far. That's why we have decided what has been announced, and which we believe will progressively revert the situation. These are my closing remarks. Thank you very much indeed.
Excuse me, Mr. Basile, there's a question from Henry Ilgard of Quero. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, thank you for taking my question. And I'm sorry, I'm sure you mentioned it, but I logged into the call a little late, I'm afraid. But could you help us understand by region the dynamics of the markets that you're in? So, in a little bit more detail, what happened throughout 2018 in the various geographies that you do business?
Okay. I will ask Davide Shepard, our general manager, to answer your question. And please, Davide.
Yeah, sure. So, in general, in 2018, we had a good business performance in Europe, especially outside of Italy. This is due to positive performance of our especially of our direct sales operations in Spain that exceeded our expectations, but also we had relatively strong performance recovery in France and other Central European countries, and this has helped us compensate negative results in especially in Asia, in our Indian business that was driven by reduced margins due to increased cost of our products that we were not able to transfer to the market due to the fact that it takes usually a couple of seasons to reflect increasing cost, while also the competition adapts their prices, and also because our portfolio in India is mostly based on generics. Performance in general was affected, and in India in particular, by negative trend in exchange rates that affected us for a significant amount of results, especially due to the exchange of the Indian rupees that were down by about 6 points, I think, from the previous year. In the rest of the world, I think we had mixed results, especially in North America. We had very good results with B2B business, but negative results in terms of direct sales operations with sales of Fumigen that were quite below expectations. And we expect that to rebound, hopefully, when we get the registration in California, ideally next year, probably the end of this year. This is just a general snapshot of how sales went. In terms of assets, copper remains the most important group of products. Tetragonazole showed a good performance. Biostimulants continue to grow substantially. Although copper in Italy was affected by large stocks in the channel from the previous season, and also in perspective, this is going to be also slow in terms of performance because of new changes in the regulatory environment that will limit the usage of these products going forward.
Thank you very much. And maybe just a follow-up. I mean, I see that there's an improvement in your balance sheet, and just trying to understand where that comes from and how you look at your balance sheet over the next 3 years.
All staying as we are this moment, so before considering the impact of a possible acquisition, we shall have a benefit from, in terms of cash, by not investing from next year on, because 19 we have to complete the development of the fungicide fluindapyr, which we expect to go to the market in a couple of years. 2021 should be the first year of activity, at least in a country. In terms of cash, the benefit would be from next year progressively by the lower reduction, but the reduction of the investment in R&D in terms of development of organic chemicals. In addition, the new fungicide is arriving, so if you talk about the 2, 3, 4, 5 years, all being equal, we shall have the benefit of the new product arriving. Of course, by definition, you can have you have the existing products which may have, by definition, a problem of life cycle. So loses a position in the market. Some registrations may be withdrawn. These are things which happen in the life cycle. But the new fungicide will definitely more than overcome and leave a plus. But this is without doing anything. So improvement, yes, but not as much as we want. The real improvement, the big improvement must come from what I told you, what I said at the beginning. Of course, I repeat, we plan to increase by 20% always internal growth, which is the growth of India, Italy, where we have started selling directly bioproducts. We have also Brazil, which is doing something in this direction. And this is even before the new fungicide. The new fungicide, we say 2 years, yes, but before it reaches maturity, it takes 4 or 5 years. But this is something which will show improvement year after year for the next 4 or 5 years. We want to add to this the growth in the bio via intensified efforts in R&D and via acquisition. That's what I'm saying. So the 200 imply, let me say, a small acquisition. And which is virtually not in our pocket, but it is not difficult at all. And this is that's why we shoot about, we say 200, which is a round number, because we see what we miss now from the 50 million euro filled by a piece, by the growth, as I said, in India, Brazil, Italy, a piece via the generation and a piece by an acquisition, keeping on an average constant the proceeds from agreement in the long term agreement. But this is the basis. On top of this, we want to intensify the licensing with a reduction in annual expenditure for that reason, plus additional investment in the bio sector. So 200 is without any special action. Above that, it will require waiting for the new product, which in 5-6 years will reach maturity, plus, I repeat, further acquisitions. 250 is a number which we have to shoot for.
Thank you. And just, sorry, one last clarification on that. I mean, you mentioned a possible small acquisition. Is that included in the 200 million midterm guidance that you give?
Yes, but a limited size acquisition. I mean, just not to be, I hope you see what I mean. What do we miss for 200? You can, if you wish, you can share half acquisition, half internal growth. Okay?
Thank you very much.
For any further questions, please press star and one on your telephone. Mr. Basile, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Thanks again to everybody, and have a nice day.